Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 28th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 27 years ago, today in 1997, in a boxing match for the heavyweight title, Mike Tyson was disqualified after he twice bit Evander Holyfield's ears. As a result of the infraction, he temporarily lost his boxing license. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 77 and northwest wind of 6 to 9 mph. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 64. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 11 a.m. with a high tide just before 5:30 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 79 and south wind 7 to 14 mph. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Saturday night with a low around 69. Showers are also likely Sunday and Sunday night with highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s. Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 75. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 80. And Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 83. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a tornado that touched down in Rhode Island on Wednesday traveled over 4 miles into Massachusetts, confirmed the National Weather Service. The EF1 tornado, with wind at 100 miles per hour, landed on Breakneck Hill Road in Lincoln at around 11:23 p.m. It moved through Cumberland and North Attleboro before dissipating around 11:30. Forecasters noted a large number of hardwood trees were uprooted, some falling onto homes and structures in Lincoln and Cumberland. Fortunately, no injuries or fatalities were reported. The tornado's maximum width reached 100 yards. Now on to sports. A jury has ruled that the National Football League violated antitrust laws in distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games through a premium subscription service. The verdict has resulted in damages of nearly $5 billion. The jury awarded $4.7 billion to the residential class and $96 million to the commercial class. The NFL plans to appeal, stating that their media distribution strategy is the most fan-friendly. Post-trial motions will be heard on July 31st. This lawsuit covers 2.4 million residential subscribers and 48,000 businesses from 2011 through 2022. In local sports, the Sox were off last night. But tonight, the Red Sox are back at Fenway Park for the weekend homestand against the Padres. In top news, how early should you arrive? For the busiest air travel day in the United States, 7 such days have occurred since late May, driven by strong leisure and business travel demand. The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen a record 3 million people next Friday, possibly breaking the previous record set on Sunday. Airports generally recommend arriving 2 hours before domestic departures and 3 hours for international flights. However, with increased travel, these guidelines might not suffice. Factors like airport size, peak travel times, and additional services can affect your buffer time. In business news, Walgreens Boots Alliance announced plans to close between 650 to 700 underperforming stores in the United States. This decision follows a reduced profit forecast for fiscal 2024 due to weak consumer spending. Additionally, up to 650 Boots stores in the United Kingdom will close, with related pre-tax charges estimated between $3.8 billion and $4.1 billion. CEO Tim Wentworth, who joined last October, has initiated significant changes, including store closures and a $1 billion cost-cutting plan. Walgreens' challenges are expected to continue into fiscal 2025. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $61,000. Ethereum is nearing $3,400. And Solana is $144. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Two massive asteroids will fly past Earth this week, just in time for World Asteroid Day, celebrated annually on June 30th. The first asteroid, called 2011 UL21, will pass Earth on Thursday afternoon at approximately 4:14 p.m. Eastern Time. This gargantuan space rock, measuring 7,600 feet long, will be more than 4 million miles away, offering a spectacular sight for astronomers and citizen scientists. The second asteroid, named 2024 MK, will fly closer to Earth on Saturday morning at 9:46 a.m. Eastern. This city-killer asteroid, measuring between 400 and 850 feet long, will pass at about three-fourths the distance to the Moon. Those with strong binoculars or telescopes, especially in Hawaii or South America, may spot this fast-moving celestial object. This event underscores the need for improved detection and monitoring of potentially hazardous near-Earth objects, as highlighted by the European Space Agency. And in entertainment news, Sterling Harjo, creator of Reservation Dogs, is teaming up with Ethan Hawke for a new project, The Sensitive Kind. FX has secured the pilot for this series, which is set to fill a gap in 2025. John Landgraf mentioned the need for new dramas and comedies, highlighting the impact of recent strikes. The Sensitive Kind is described as a Tulsa noir about a character, played by Ethan Hawke, who knows too much. The series boasts a stellar cast, including Keith David, Gene Triplehorn, and Tim Blake Nelson. The release is anticipated in 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the physicist, Neil deGrasse Tyson. And he said, "There is no science in this world like physics. Nothing comes close to the precision with which physics enables you to understand the world around you. It's the laws of physics that allow us to say exactly what time the sun is going to rise, what time the eclipse is going to begin. and what time the eclipse is going to end. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.